wheelbarrow. I'm gonna make this garden grow. All it takes is a rake and a hoe and a piece of fertile ground. Inch by inch, row by row, someone blessed these seeds I sow. Someone warned them from below till the rain come tumbling down.
Welcome to In the Garden. I'm Kelly Casey, and our host is Shar Shar. How does your garden grow?
Very nice. Plenty of moisture. Nice and green.
I have been noticing, though, there's more dew in the morning, and that gives a little extra boost.
Yes, it does. It does.
Well, today's topic is going to be one that may be a little bit difficult to describe on the radio, but I hope it helps. It's floral arranging, and we're going to be using some of the wonderful flowers that we find in our gardens to make floral arrangements that you can bring into your home for a special event, or, you know, every day is just a special event and you would like to have something sitting on your table that might be a little bit more arranged than just in a vase. First of all, I'd just like to give you a brief history of why floral arranging has been such a big part of my life. My mother was a florist. I grew up actually arranging, wiring, and taping for proms and weddings. And probably one of my favorite things to do is funeral arrangements. I know that sounds strange, but I love putting together big arrangements, yeah. And I love doing them with special care for special people. I managed a flower shop in my earlier years, and I worked for downtown St. Paul Holman Olson for several years. Mm-hmm. And so I've seen a lot of different kinds of ways to do things, and we're going to try to streamline some of those tips so that you can have good success bringing your flowers inside. All right, first of all, Shar, we're going to start with choosing flowers, and I'm going to have you interject some of your favorites. Mm-hmm. We're going to go with an ABC graphic here. So our A flowers are your focal points, your largest flowers usually. Mm-hmm. B are our supporting cast. And those are smaller flowers, right, usually, that are either in the same color or an adjacent color. Mm-hmm. And then C are filler flowers. Okay, so examples that I've thought from your garden might be a really good fit are iris, large lilies, roses, peonies, glads, sunflowers, those large zinnias, yep, that you love.
Yep.
Any favorites from you?
Well, you said sunflowers, especially the smaller head sunflowers that have really a lot of new color combinations lately. So I really like using them.
Mm-hmm.
Did you say delphiniums?
That was, I haven't,
another one. Beautiful shades of blue if you want a pop of a certain color.
Mm-hmm.
That's the fun of the flower arranging, is the changing the color up, you know, and blending the color combinations. So.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And this is intended to be fun. And there's a lot of different ways, and there's a lot of different theories, and there's a lot of different techniques that you can use. But the main thing is to be able to highlight your beautiful flowers, just the way your spray of glads here. Once again, yes, we're on location at In the Garden, and Shar is showing me some vases of her recently picked gladiolas,
yes,
and they're just stunning. So being able to preserve those for a little longer and not have to worry about the outside effects,
right,
that wind that knocks
wind,
them to the ground,
heat,
and things, and heat, terrible. So we're going to be able to arrange these and bring them into the house. And it's also nice, especially right now, to take a lovely arrangement to somebody else and brighten their day.
Wonderful idea.
All right, we're going to move on to our supporting cast, which is our daisies, the smaller zinnias, rose sprays, liatris, and some of your smaller lilies.
Another one would be in the delphinium family, there's such a thing as larkspur.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a shorter delphinium, but mm-hmm, it's a little branchier. Columbines are also another plant that you can disperse around. It doesn't grow. You can cut it as short as you want. There's just a myriad of flowers in the garden. Even if you go outside the box a little bit, you can get into some bee balms, Monardas, or even the echinaceas. make wonderful cut flowers as well.
And also, we don't want to forget about your beautiful calla lilies.
Oh, calla lilies. I can't forget them.
Those can be focal flowers, the foremost flowers, or they can be supporting and well. Mm-hmm. And then we're going to go on to our fillers, which are something like wax flower, baby's breath, the small just accents that you want to fill in you're done with your main arrangement.
You said baby's breath. I grew that in for a wedding last year, and it worked out perfectly. Also, Veronica is a nice little filler at the bottom, or, you know, they let it drape because mm-hmm. it tends to drape a little bit. It's also called Speedwell, Veronica or Speedwell. Another one would be like a blackberry lily. If you've ever seen blackberry lilies, their flower doesn't last long, but it opens up to a little pod of dark berries. It's very cute if you put that down low in your bottom of your vase arrangement.
And you can also use things like spirea, which has a flower. It's a flowering bush. Also, that you have to make sure, and we'll talk about this in a minute, about preparing your stems so that they continue to draw water when they're snipped.
Right.
All right, now let's also talk about greens, which is your accompaniment to your arrangement. Some people choose not to use any greens at all, mm-hmm. and that's fine. Once again, it's all personal taste as to how you're going to put these arrangements together. Flat cedar, other arborvitaes, hostas, things like that.
People overlook the hosta leaves, especially the variegated varieties or the different colored varieties.
They do. All right, now preparing all of this material is very important. You should cut it either in the early morning or the early evening and not at the height of the hot day when they're most stressed. When you're going to take these stems into your home, place them into cool water and after making a fresh diagonal cut, so important, and use a knife and not a scissor. Now, some people have these, you know, special scissors, and they say that they can use those. I will leave that up to you, but my preference is to use a sharp knife, a clean knife, and make a diagonal cut so that a flat surface doesn't sit on the bottom of your vase or in your arrangement.
If I can interject just real quickly, like when I was cutting these glads, when I cut any type of flower from my garden, I have a pail of water right there. I don't even let a delay from the garden to the house. I've got to have water right there. So that's very critical.
When I was in the business full time, I remember cutting rose stems underwater.
Yep.
That was a technique that a lot of people used. And they said that that way it doesn't create a bubble that goes to the head of the flower and causes it to droop.
Exactly.
All right. So there's a lot of different preparations that you do, but the biggest thing is a fresh cut at a diagonal. All right. So then put your cut flowers into a cool place for at least an hour so they can draw up as much moisture as possible before you start arranging in foam, especially. Do the same with any greens. You can also douse those with water, shake off the excess, mm-hmm. and place those stems into a plastic bag mm-hmm. and into a refrigerator to harden them off for at least an hour. Now, you might have time to do that. You may not. But if you're doing it for something special, take the time to prepare those flowers and those greens. And the greens can be kept for several days. Take time to harden those off. Now, as far as arranging is concerned, once again, we're on the radio, so this might be a little bit difficult, so I'll try to be as succinct as I can. Proportion is key. Your arrangement should account for 2/3 and the container 1/3. So there's several exceptions to that rule, depending on your specific designs. And if you're arranging in a vase, of course, you can use the height of the vase and then go up twice as high as that. Just be careful that you have things stabilized. If you're arranging in a vase, you can use colored sand, shredded styrofoam, or those water beads for support. But we're not going to spend a lot of time on vase arrangements because most people can place fresh flowers in a vase and arrange them to look great. However, if you are planning to arrange in a container, use foam, which is called hydrofoam, or the brand name is Oasis. And you can find those at your local florist. You can probably purchase those in any of your larger stores as well. And you use those by soaking them completely, by immersing them into a bucket first and make sure that they're all wet. And I want to make sure that you understand the difference between hydrofoam and dry foam. Dry foam is used for making artificial arrangements. Mm-hmm. Don't put fresh flowers. Number one, it's really hard to get the stems in of this dry foam.
Right.
And it looks very similar. Mm-hmm. But if you put this stuff in water, it will just float. It also, your flowers won't soak up any water from those.
Right.
So don't use dry blocks. Now, we're going to go on to types of arrangements, and Char is going to start us off with one of her favorites, which is
Japanese gardening. But I'm going to jump back one sentence. I was going to add, you know what our grandmas used to use for putting flowers in vases? Frogs.
I do.
And not the jumping around kind. They were glass things, little hard, heavy things that had lots of little holes in them, and that's where you put the stems in. They sort of tippled a little bit if you didn't have the right vase to put them in. But anyhow, they called them frogs. But yes, Japanese gardening, that is one of my favorites to do. It's a little bit different. It isn't as full as the type of ABC floral arranging Kelly just explained. And it, by the way, it goes back like 500 years. This is like an ancient cultural way of designing. There's one called Ikebana and another is called Morabana. But there's going to be one that I'm going to refer to. It's the Shoka style. And what it is, it's a three-pronged thing too. Heaven, man, and earth. By that, I mean there's something tall, meaning the heaven, and then there's something kind of the middle, which would be man, and there's something very low in the vase, and that's earth. And always use a shallow vase or container or a little bowl, a shallow bowl, but anchor it, you know, quite well so it doesn't tipple. The heaven part of the Shoka style Japanese gardening of floral arranging would be like a branch of spring flowering blossoms, plum blossoms, cherry blossoms, ornamental apple blossoms. And if it's past spring, you could use something like a croton leaf or a palm frond, just one though, just very simple, very elegant. So that would be your height or your, quote, heaven. And then your second branch would be like a daisy, or your second level would be like just a single daisy, like a large open Gerbera daisy, something of that size, or just one single carnation that's fully open and quite nice. So that would be kind of your filler, at an angle possibly to the one that's taller. And then your lower level, which represents earth in the Japanese culture, would be a lower growing plant. It could be something that drapes easily. Go back to the baby breath. You can kind of arrange those to drape easily and over the lower shallow vase. It could be a leaf, like a hosta leaf, also that kind of comes over and down. It could also be a heuchera or a coral bell leaf that would be down there, a large one that would be. And again, use a shallow bowl or a container. Of course, you have to keep the water level, an eye on the water level, because you can't hold as much water in that. But it is just so elegant. I don't know if you've ever been up to the state fair when they've had flower arranging. You'd see this very artistic, beautiful displays, very dramatic but elegant. And they'd have this heaven, man, and earth arrangement to them, and just beautiful. You could maybe use a very art kind of styled vase if you had one like that. Or it can be just simple, like a hollowed out section of log, and maybe with a plastic container inside of it, because they're very nature minded, and something maybe that even resembled a rock, something on the like a tortoise or onyx shape or design. So you'd have to just make sure you secured the stems correctly, so that it wouldn't be exposed. You might have to use the frogs that have the spike in them so that it would stay put in there.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just very fun to try.
It is. Now, securing, Char was talking about this, and that's what I'm going to move on to next, and securing your foam inside whatever container you choose to use. Make sure that you get some floral tape. You can also use a very thin, in a pinch, I've even used medicine tape that is very sticky, but you're going to want to cover that then with moss. And I think some of our interiors, and that's what they call the mechanics of it, you don't want people to see the mechanics
right.
of it. cover it with some green moss or some Spanish moss that kind of flows.
Yes.
Don't pack it in there and wait until you're done. Some people have arranged by covering up their foam first, and then they try to get their stems in, and it just doesn't work. All right, the next few minutes is going to be kind of a 1-2-3 way of getting you to your arrangement style. Make sure you find your center point of your container and aim all your stems into that point. Now, this is what we're talking about in foam, of course. If you're going to do an all the way around, make sure that you're arranging at eye level. That's the easiest way. If you've ever gone into a floral shop, you'll see that their workstations are leveled higher. Right. You don't want to look down at your flower arrangement because it gives it kind of a distorted view. Make sure that you can set it up on a box or something so that you can see your arrangement and turn it as you make it.
Right. Even whether keep rotating.
Yeah, keep making it go around and see what it looks like on the front. Now, if you're making just a one-sided arrangement, your backside will probably be full with leaves, but also make sure the presentation is nice from all sides.
Mm-hmm.
All right, now you're going to add your focal flowers first, and as few as three will anchor your arrangement. So one at the top, maybe one at what I would consider 10 or 9 o'clock, and then another at about 4 or 5 o'clock. And then just start working your way around, fill in with your supporting flowers, and then distribute those in a variety of heights and depths, still aiming those stems at the center of your arrangement. Then you can add some greens and maybe finish with your filler flowers.
Sure.
You'll create a more natural and look by staggering the length of your stems.
Right.
Also, make sure that you're making a fresh cut each time that you're using it. Speaking of cuts, I want to go back to that for a moment. Roses, for example, have a more woody stem, and they need plenty of water to keep their blooms upright. Mums and daisies have tough stems as well, and you can actually smash those gently with the edge of a hammer. When you're first picked, to draw up as much water as possible. Things like lilies or daffodils, things like that may need extra care putting those into foam because their stems are very fragile. But make sure you have a fresh cut and put those in next.
Huh.
Okay, so make sure that you break the edge of your container. What that means is having some drape across the bottom edge. And then just continue to make a balance of your arrangement, turning it as you go, making sure it's at eye level. Mm-hmm. And also make sure you keep your foam watered and your vases filled. And this is something Char wants to make sure we also say, remove any greens that will fall below the waterline and don't put those into your arrangement. They will start to decompose and cause bacteria to form in your water, and that will cause premature wilt. So we don't want to do that. So a fresh cut of stems every 3 days might keep your arrangement looking great for a week or more.
I think you're right.
So we're taking flowers out of the garden, putting them in lovely arrangements, and we hope that this radio version of flower arranging is helpful to you. Enjoy those flowers. They won't last very long in our weather, and so make sure that you're able to take those in and enjoy them for even more. Thanks so much for being here, Char. We've enjoyed flower arranging, and we'll try that Japanese style.
No, thank you, Kelly. You were the one with the expertise today. Thank
well,
you.
Hopefully everybody can enjoy it. You've been listening to In the Garden on KDWA. Thanks for listening.
Bye, everyone.
That's In the Garden for today. Remember to tune in for our next program with host Char Char. We'll bring you a full season of information on all things green and growing, from foliage to flowers, veggies to patio planters. We'll share our love for gardening, thanks to these fine sponsors.